So can I ask you, when God looks at you, what does he see? Does he see all the mistakes you've made in the past, or does he see something else, something quite different, something you may not expect? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. So many of God's people, committed, passionate people who love Jesus, are living a life that falls way short of his ideal for them. Because even though they know that Jesus died to bring God's forgiveness into their lives, they just can't seem to get over the guilt. I'm just not good enough for God. And what's more, I never will be. Well, actually, that's true. I will never be good enough for God, and you will never be good enough for God either. Because he's perfect and we aren't. That's the bad news. But the good news is that that's the whole point. That's why Jesus, who never sinned in his life, became sin for us. Those are God's words, not mine. So that we might become the righteousness of God. Here it is. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21. Christ had no sin, but God made him to become sin so that in Christ we could be made right with God. Literally there, it says so that we could become the righteousness of God. Now that all sounds a bit theoretical, a bit theological. So what does it actually mean? Simply this, that when God looks at you, you look a lot like Jesus to him. You have the same right standing, the same purity before God that Jesus does, because God looks at you through what Jesus did for you. In his eyes, you have become the righteousness of God. And if that's how God sees us, which it is, then it's time that we saw ourselves that way too. Because that's who you are. That's the good news. And that's God's word, fresh for you today. We're all dealing with something in life at the moment. We just are. And whatever your something happens to be, God wants to speak his power and his peace right into the middle of that. So let me encourage you to stop by at christianityworks.com and head across to the Media Lounge, where you'll find literally thousands of messages on all sorts of different subjects, conveniently arranged so that you can find exactly the teaching that you need for today. Again, you'll find that Media Lounge at christianityworks.com.